More firefighters needed, bigger budgets needed, staff shortages increasing, public safety at risk. All it takes is a Google search of the national firefighting situation to understand it's becoming more and more difficult to get people involved in firefighting. What about here at home? We put that question to Cookeville Fire Chief Benton Young and Putnam County Fire Chief Tom Brown. Benton Young, why did you get into firefighting?
Yeah, it's something I wanted to do since I was a child. It's funny. I remember my mother used to take me to the city fire department when I was small, put me up in the trucks, you know, and stuff. The guys did. And when I got on the city, I was still driving one of those trucks I used to get up in. So it's something I always wanted to do. I got on with the county, Putnam County Fire Department when I was 18. And started there, and just that's where my career led off from.
How about you, Tom?
The same thing as Benton. I always thought about it as a kid, that something I thought I might want to do. And then after high school, I kind of followed a friend that was in the volunteer fire service, and once I got in, it gets in your blood, and you can't make it go away. I couldn't quit if I had to.
What's interesting, though, is I think most of us thought as a kid, ooh, that'd be kind of fun, you know, and the trucks and all of that. But what leads somebody to take that jump from that childhood riding around with a little fire truck to actually making it a career?
I think Tom would agree with me. I think that it's a very rewarding career as far as giving back to your community. Most firemen and EMS personnel you're going to meet are giving people. They want to help people. So it's a career that you can make out of that where you're helping your community and still having a career and a job out of it.
Is the adrenaline rush still there?
You get more used to it. I put it like that, you know. You get more control of it. When you're younger, you know, it's you know, when you're out to your first structure fire or whatever it may be, you know, you're just gung-ho and ready to go. You get older, of course, everything kind of, you're like, well, let's look at this. Let's look at that. You know, let's slow down just a little bit here. But you still get that adrenaline rush to it.
A young firefighter, as bad as it sounds, they'll sit around a lot of times and try to conjure something up and wish for something. You know, I'm at a point, and I think Benton will agree, I don't care if the pager ever goes off again. You know, let's do what we need to do and stay out of the
– Is that – because you have seen some of the things that you've seen?
Well, with age comes wisdom, you know. So we realize every time that tone goes off, somebody's having a bad day. Could be the worst day of their life. So when you're younger, you don't think about stuff like that, you know. And to me, once you have children, you know, that plays a factor in it. You know, when you're younger, you don't think of all those aspects about it.
And you mentioned seeing things. Yeah, we see a lot of things that we can't unsee. And that changes a person, just changes the whole way you think about things.
Does that cause stress in the job of a firefighter?
It can. Everybody's built a little different. Some people can deal with it and put it behind them, and some people ultimately will leave the fire service or emergency services because of stress.
Or they can seek help while they're there. Years ago, it wasn't so much acceptable, I guess you'd say. PTSD is a problem in the fire service. It's become more of a norm now. So if we have people come up and say, hey, I need some help, we have outlets that they can get assistance from and know how to deal with that. Where just maybe 10, 15 years ago, it was, you know, you didn't really have no place to talk or where to go to.
And probably was frowned on, right?
It was.
Years ago, it was suck it up and get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're in the fire service. You just have to deal with it. And both of us have a program now. I mean, we work with each other, and so we know what our people act like on a normal day. And you can tell when something's up. And we have programs to intervene before there is a problem.
Right.
As a chief, are you acutely aware of that potential stress that's there?
Oh, certainly.
Yes, absolutely.
If we have a, you know, major incident where, you know, it may involve a child or a terrific wreck or death or something like that, we actually have a critical incident debriefings. So, you know, bring the people in that was on it, debrief them, let them talk, let them vent, you know, and then if they need further counseling, we offer that to them.
We're talking about the life of a firefighter as we visit with Cookeville Fire Chief Benton Young, Putnam County Fire Chief Tom Brown. Firefighting is our focus today as we introduce you to the work done by our firefighters, trying to kind of get you beyond what you think you may know with Tom Brown and Benton Young. And Benton had one of the more interesting presentations at the Cookeville budget sessions this year. You said that the majority of our calls are medical in nature. And I kind of stopped and thought, wow, I wouldn't have realized that. Do you think the average person gets that?
I don't know. You know, we've been doing this for, we've been running medical calls since the probably late 90s, early 2000s. And I think most of the city residents probably realize that. But if you're moving here or maybe not familiar with the city, you may not realize that. But we started running first responder calls in cooperation with the Putnam County EMS back then and still do it today. They actually do our medical directives and stuff. But if you have we don't run on every call. We have a set of criteria that we run on. So, you know, if you break your leg or have a fall or a seizure, heart attack, you know, we're going to respond to that because usually our stations are strategically placed so we can be there within 2 or 3 minutes a lot of times. And that first 2 or 3 minutes of a heart attack makes a big difference. There's people in this city walking around today because our fireman was there to get there in that few minutes, get the AED to them, get their heart started. And, you know, we've had several like that in just the last couple of years.
How many fires do you think you actually respond to in a month, in a year?
We actually have quite a few fires still, too, but most of the time in the city, it's what's called a room and contents fire. So most of the time we get there quick enough where it's just a kitchen or a bedroom or something like that. So you don't necessarily see as much drama with that. We're there for an hour or two, we're gone. I'm guessing we probably run 300-400 calls as far as fire related goes, but we run on, you know, vehicle fires, brush fires, residential fires, commercial fires. We also do vehicle extrication and other types of rescue and extrications that people might not always realize we do.
Tom, have building standards, for example, has that changed the number of fires that actually happen?
Building standards and public education
really
has really gone a long way in not a long time ago, but in the last few years, I think it improves all the time. And like Benton, you know, Putnam County started running medical calls in 2017, 18 maybe. I don't have the exact date in my head. But, you know, our first full-time people were in 2013, and we've got people sitting in a station, and there's citizens out there needing help. So I didn't see a way we could not jump into the medical call line. And currently we'll run 2,300 calls this year, and about 70% of them are going to be medical.
Wow. How has the public education helped?
People are smarter with smoke alarms and not doing things that they shouldn't do. The building codes are there also. You know, certain requirements. Both of our departments, Cookeville and Putnam County, participate in the Get Alarm program with the State Fire Marshal's Office. So we install hundreds of smoke alarms every year, free of charge to citizens. All they've got to do is call and ask for them.
And the proof is there. It saves lives.
Proof is there.
It does, yes, sir.
And the Fire Marshal's Office tracks all those alarms that all the fire departments in the state install, and there's a huge save rate. I mean, they've got numbers to prove that it works.
Most of the times your deaths in residential fires is from the smoke because they didn't have smoke detectors.
Over the years.
So contents.
Not to the good, to the worse.
How so?
So, contents of a 50s house was all wood structure, you know, hardwood tables, hardwood chairs. The stuff now is all chemicals and plastics, and that burns a lot hotter, a lot quicker, and a lot faster.
You know, your big super puffy recliner is all foam. That's, you know, when it's heated, it's off gassing, and it's unbelievable what it'll create, what it'll produce.
So how does that change the game for a firefighter?
Well, with the contents fires that we deal with, getting there quicker and getting it put out quicker is the biggest thing, because the longer you wait for that, you have a risk of flashovers or backdrafts, or you know, it may be to where the structure's not even salvageable by the time you get there. It's just, you know, it makes it burn a whole lot quicker and faster.
Do you have to do more training on, you know, what's in those plastics, what's in the, I'm thinking electronics, you know, as a part that's so much a part of our lives today, and what's burning and what's being emitted from those?
We do. We train a lot more on what certain items will produce. Big thing right now is lithium ion batteries. Mm-hmm. In all kinds of products that we have. But the problem is arising that we go to Walmart and buy a charger that wasn't intended to be used on that battery. And that battery is now overheating and causing a fire. Those type of things are becoming more and more prevalent also.
We're talking about the work of firefighters with Cookeville Fire Chief Benton Young and Putnam County Fire Chief Tom Brown. Introducing you to the work of firefighters. Yeah, you know, they're on the trucks and they're battling fires, but the work goes beyond that. Putnam County Fire Chief Tom Brown is with us. Cookeville Fire Chief Benton Young. Tom, how much training does the average firefighter undergo?
So that varies. A volunteer at the Putnam County Fire Department within the first year is going to do right at 100 hours of training. And that's going to be a state-mandated orientation class. It's 16 hours. A basic class is 64 hours, and then a Firefighter 1 or a basic live burn class at the Fire Academy is another 16 hours. And then there's other things that are coming along as we try to accomplish all that. Putnam County currently is not using a recruit program where Cookeville is, and their green off the street man that they're going to use is getting a 400-hour class.
I've been there 28 years, been in the fire service 35 years this year, and I'm still training. So it never ends.
When you walk in off the street and you're trying to determine whether this person can be a firefighter, where do you start? Where does the training start?
Well, at the city, what we do, you got to be physically and mentally able to do the job. So like when our in-house 64-hour class that we have, they're basically getting a taste of everything they're going to do at the academy. So we do hose rollouts where they're got their air packs on, chasing the hose lines, make sure they can follow and get out of a fire. We do ladder training. We do rescue training, breathing training as far as with the SCBAs, putting your gear on and off, donning it is what we call it. You have to do that usually within a minute when you're at the academy, have that on and off. Just stuff like that. It's just we go through all the steps that you would go through the academy. So they kind of know what to expect when they go, but they're going to get a lot more in-depth training in their lives.
What's the biggest misconception?
Well, you know, everything from you going to a burning building, you can see everything. Well, that's not true. You go into a burning house fire, you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face. It's all touch and feel and that type of situation. So that's probably the biggest misconception.
Being claustrophobic, if you're claustrophobic, you're going to have a problem.
Height issues.
Oh, yeah, being afraid of heights.
You know, so, you know.
Your tallest truck is what?
107 foot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of issues you have to, you might not think you have a problem with, and you might not have an issue with that normally, but you put this air pack on and breathe in restricted air, it may become a problem to you.
Tom, I want to turn to the area of volunteer firefighting because you rely on that in a lot of cases. What's the unique challenge of relying on volunteers?
You don't know when they're going to be available. You don't know what you're going to get until you get it. The pager goes off, and it's kind of a coin toss as to actually how much help you're going to get. And a lot of times we'll page two or three times to maybe shake somebody out of bed and make them think, yeah, this is something more than the ordinary. There's more personnel required. It can be difficult. It can be challenging. Volunteerism, as a rule, is on the decline. It's harder and harder to get people that will commit the time that it's going to take.
It almost feels like something of another time period. You know, were willing to do that.
And what people don't realize, nationwide, about 70% of the firefighters in the United States are volunteer.
Now, that is staggering.
It is. He is correct.
And most areas are seeing this decline. it becomes more and more difficult to get people to volunteer. So, I mean, think what you're asking them to do for nothing.
Sure. They also have to undergo the training. And,
oh yeah, the training is for everybody. We can't deviate from that, because if they don't know what to do, they can't operate in a safe manner. You know, right off the bat. So yeah, training is for everybody.
So, are you ever in situations where you don't have enough?
Oh, absolutely. Call the Cookeville Fire Department. Call the Allgood Fire Department. We call somebody. We call for more help. And there are none of us afraid to ask for help.
Now, we're very blessed in this community. We all get along. We all know each other well. I think if you ask pretty much anywhere else, it's not like that most of the places. You have a lot of people that don't get along with each other or whatever, but we have no issues here, and we all get along well.
Putnam County Fire Chief Tom Brown, are there things that you have tried, are trying, will try, to try to get more volunteers?
Yes. We tried. Of course, our volunteers get a stipend, if you will. It's based on points. So they get take call an hour a point, if you will. So for training, for calls, for whatever they're doing, working a shift with the full-time guys, working a shift with the part-time guys, they're accumulating points. So we try to entice them with that. The state, for career, the fire commission, for career firefighters, has had an in-service training benefit annually for several years. They've now, in the state's now included volunteers in that. So if they meet the requirements, of course, it's all based on training hours, they'll get a check from the state annually.